This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
If you missed any of the show last week, we found out producer Dan was headed to Fenway Park this past weekend to hit dingers for charity. And this past Friday, Kennedy sang about it.
Now we believe in you, Dan, you know that's true. Well, maybe not Carson, but what can you do?
Hey, that's me.
If one finds a gap somehow, we'll be talking Hall of Fame right here, right now. Hit one with your best shot. Maybe a dribbler, maybe not. Hit one with your best shot. Swing away.
Oh, it's just so good.
So you were there over the weekend at Fenway Park to hit dingers, producer Dan, for a wonderful cause, for the Jimmy Fund.
It was all for charity. It's all for the Jimmy Fund. They invited me to come out, and I brought along my girlfriend Kaylee and her father, Charlie, who's been a lifelong Red Sox fan.
That's cool.
He was going to come support me, which made me more nervous because now I want to hit the ball well. So we got to go as like a group. We got to all tour the facility. We saw the clubhouse, some swings in the cage. Or I was like, this is where Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez and all the people I've been booing for years warm up before the game.
Did you put some bad juju on it?
Oh, I was ripping the ball bad in practice.
Oh, you were?
I was like the best I've hit.
Okay.
And I was feeling good. I was like, okay, look at me. Yeah. Frozen roped all over this thing.
Yeah.
And then we go through the clubhouse after that, and you walk through the tunnel. Mm. And then the tunnel opens up onto the steps, and you walk up the steps, and you're on the field. Just like where the players walk. And I was like, I'm gonna die. So at this point, I pull out my phone and I just talk to Kaylee and just about the experience we're having. We're in the dugout at Fenway Park right now.
This is a surreal experience.
We just walked out of the clubhouse onto the field like they do on game day.
It's pretty surreal. The first thing I did, I walked out, I touched the dirt. I was like, oh my God, I'm standing on Fenway dirt.
I know, we should have brought a Ziploc bag to steal the grass.
I know. I mean, we do have a tote bag they gave us. We could just scoop some in.
Charlie, what did you think about this?
This is awesome. This is just really, really awesome. I've never been out here before. This is just great. I am so excited.
How long you been a Red Sox fan?
Too long. I had too many broken hearts.
What's it like to come through the clubhouse onto the field?
Oh, are you kidding? This is incredible. Nothing like this. This has been pretty incredible. This has been great.
Your boy scored some good boyfriend points on Saturday.
I was going to say, well done, sir. And I love him.
Oh, he's the best.
Too many broken hats.
He was telling me, because he was sitting in the dugout. He was like, I can't believe I'm sitting here.
Oh, damn.
He was like, the first game I went to when I was a kid, Ted Williams was still on the team.
No.
And I was like, that's a mind-blowing fact.
That's a long time ago.
He's seen it all.
Oh.
That's cool.
And then as I'm interviewing them to hear that moment, the VP of the Jimmy Fund comes over, Caitlin, who we had on the show last week,
right,
and drops this news on Kaylee.
You're going to go in the field with Dan.
What? It's like a dream.
Hold on.
What did they say? I couldn't hear it.
She said, you're going to go on the field with Dan.
Oh.
Because she was supposed to
go in the field with Dan. What? It's like a dream.
Hold on.
Oh, my gosh, my day.
Hold on. What just happened?
I was just told I get to go on the field to field the ball with you. I'm literally crying. I'm so excited. All I do is cry on the radio. You can't put this on.
Why is this such a big moment?
Because I played for the Jimmy Fund team when I was a child, and I raised money for the Jimmy Fund, and I'm literally crying. That's like an incredible experience that I didn't expect today.
I was expecting to be up there just watching today.
Did she bring her glove?
They had some gloves out there for
us. Okay, good. I'm glad.
And the two of us got on the field, and we were children. Like, we were running into the Green Monster as hard as we could, like we were robbing people at doubles and taking pictures of each other. We rolled in the grass. We're like, is it spongy or hard? We're never going to be out here again.
What a day.
We fielded. It was so fun. We were
out
there.
How'd you do? Did you hit one?
Oh, that's the final piece of audio here. Is I walk out, my name gets called, I step up to bat at home plate at Fenway Park.
All right, now we have Dan Carson Kennedy.
Woo! Tipped it.
Woo!
Yeah. He got a piece.
That one sounded good.
It did.
One more.
Woo!
That's another one. Bass hit?
Yeah, bass hit! Woo-hoo! He roped that last one.
It stung my hands. That's how I knew it felt good.
I don't know what that means.
You got a base hit. He's roped it.
Roped it.
It means you hit it on a line.
Yeah.
Thank
line
you.
Drive.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hit it into the gap.
I like to learn new things.
So I start running around the bases, and it's farther than it looks on TV. As I'm running second, I was like, I shouldn't have smoked all those years. I'm going to die.
I heard it's 90 feet in between them.
I was like, I'm not going to make it. Everybody's watching me jog so slow.
You just take your time and look around the field going.
They're like, yeah, come on, Dan. I'm rounding third. The applause is getting slower because I'm out there for an hour.
You don't worry
about
that.
Come on, bud. Great single. Wrap it up.
Dan, I'm so glad you had a good time.
It was one of the cool, this job has afforded me to do some cool things, and I try to keep that perspective. I'm very grateful that I got to do that. And I got to bring people who mean a lot to me, and they got to experience it in a different way that most people will never get to. We sat in the dugout and pulled the bullpen phone and pretended like we were calling somebody in from the bullpen. We just had a blast.
What did you think of the locker room there? The visiting?
I saw the visitors.
Yeah.
I didn't see the Red Sox. I saw the Red Sox in the Netflix documentary.
Okay.
And the Red Sox have more amenities than they afford their visitors.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've been in that one.
Usually the way it goes.
Visitors look like a high school locker room.
It looks sure it's like that everywhere.
It hasn't been updated since the 80s.
I was like, there's no flat screens in here.
No.
But it was so cool. I watched a bunch of little kids who were like 4 or 5 years old who have been clearly battling, cancer, getting to step up, and Wally's throwing them softballs so they can hit it and run the bases. It was just a very, very cool day.
And what the Jimmy Fund does to, raise funds by doing that is just incredible. So, well, thank you for sharing that with us,
Dan. Your boy hit a rope in Fenway Park. Never forget.
Nice!
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.